Today's daf is daf Chof Gimel. We're holding at the bottom of Chof Beis Amid Beis at the Tana Rabbana. One line up from the bottom. Tana Rabbana v'natati gishmechem bi'itam. What is the meaning of bi'itam at the correct time? So one explanation is at the point, in other words, it's not really a time point, but a point in time in which the ground becomes just the right stage. Lo shichora v'lo tzme'ah. You don't want the ground to be overwatered. You don't want the ground to be overly thirsty. Elo beinonit shekol zman shagishamim merubim mitashtashim et haaretz. So that way, it's not good for the too much rain to come down, because that way the land becomes now overly filled with water and muddy, ve'enamotziat perot, and it's unable to be properly fertile. Dovar acher, another explanation would be that bi'itan actually refers to a time of the week, meaning that it would rain b'leilei Rabbiyot b'leilei Shabbatot, that rain would come down at a time in which it doesn't bother anybody. It's Friday night, people don't leave their homes, and people did not leave their homes on Tuesday night, because that was the day that was left, as we had in the Pesachim, that was the day that was left for the Shadim and Mazikim, that they were allowed to move around after Chomim were gazing on them. And because of that, people stay home, so since they stay home, the rain doesn't bother anybody. Now you'll say, aha, but how much rain can you have just two nights a week? Ah, shekein matzino b'mei Shimon ben Shetach. In the days of Shimon ben Shetach, yiradulem gishamim b'leilei Rabbiyot b'leilei Shabbatot, they had only rains on Friday nights and Tuesday nights, and not shenasu chitim kechlayot, the wheat grows so high like an elephant's eye, and it grew up to be the size of a kidney of a shore, and se'orim kegarine zeitim. Even the barley was, each piece of barley was as big as an olive pit, v'adashim kidinere zahav. Even the lentils were the size of a dinar. Nobody would believe this, of course. Tzorarumihem dugumal dorot. They made the, they preserved some of them, put them into a time capsule. Lohodia kama hachet gorim, so that people should know what life could be like if it wouldn't be for the fact that we're chete. And that's the, as the Novi says, Yirmiyahu, that the first he says, that you can't remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was noticing the Yishomim, the Yoreh, and the Malkosh, Bito, and Fukot, Shvot Katsir Yishmor Lanu, and now Avonotechem Yitu Eile. Because of your Avonot, all of this was wiped out, and now you're left with Nebuch, the kind of Chatotechem, Manuatov Michem. It's your sins that have prevented this incredible good from you. Now you suffer from drought and from poorly formed Perot. V'chein Matzino B'mei Hurdus, this sense of having the weather built around human needs and a responsiveness and a gentleness. Shahayu oskim v'binyan Beit HaMikdash, in the days of Hurdus, when they were building the third Beit HaMikdash, the second Beit HaMikdash that took the place of Ezra's binyan. So over there, people were working like crazy, and yordim gishamim only at night, and then lamachar in the morning, early morning, nashva ruach, there came along a wind, nitpazru avim, blew away the clouds, zarcha chama, the fresh, bright sun came out. Everybody went out back to the work, and they felt that they were working together on God's project. You know that in the Mishnah we have the main story. They sent to Choni HaMa'agil, and there was so much rain, and they didn't want to be mitfalela, rov gishamim. There's some additional points, however, that are brought in the Braita. Tanu Rabban. Pa'am achat yatsa rov adar v'lo yardu gishamim, sholchulu Choni HaMa'agil hitfalel v'yardu. So they told Choni HaMa'agil, please pray for us and let it rain, and he did. And the rain didn't come, v'lo yardu gishami. So he makes a circle. We know that Habakkuk did the same thing when he was being mitpalel, and he wanted to know, why is it that Lama Derek Rishayim Tzlecha and so on? So he said over there, Al Mishmati Ahamoda Vityatzvel Matzah. Look, I'm going to be standing here, and I'm going to be basically in jail. But Zapelirot, Ma'ida Berbi. No, what's Hakadosh Baruch Hu going to say to me? Ma Shiva Tochachti. Basically, a nice way of saying I had a good argument. I want to hear what he has to say about it. And I don't intend to leave until I get an answer. Like poke your arm.
Poke
your
mitzvah.
Sort of like a
Well. similar to Stavana, but I suppose it's certainly making a point. So he did the same thing. Amalef Anav, so he told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Banef Asamu Poneyam Alai, Shani Keben Bayit Lefanecha, Nishba Ani B'Shivcha HaKadosh Eni Zazmika, Atshtratema Banecha, can't, look, I'm not going to leave here until you do something about the situation. Everybody relies on me, they're your children, I'm turning to you. Yitchuluk HaShamim Menatfim, so it started a little bit of drizzling. Amalot Talmidav, Rebbe, Rinucha, V'lon Amud, look, we've seen you daven, you know, but we just shouldn't die, because this sure ain't going to help. Basically, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want you stuck there. But he doesn't want to help us. It gives you enough rain for you to have an excuse. Well, look, I did it. It worked. You know, what can I do? That's not good enough. I don't want this drizzle business. I need enough rain to fill up the cistern. Yordu bizav, it started pouring until every drop of rain was like the top, the opening of a barrel. They measured these tipot and there wasn't one that was less than about a log, a half a liter. This time it looks like God's made up his mind, get rid of us. So he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lokach Shalti, El Gishmei Ratzon Vracha Nedava, Yordu Ketikunam Ad Shealu Kol Ha'am Lahar HaBayit Medei Gishamim. So at that point where now everybody to leave their homes in the lower city, Amrulo Rebbe, Kishem Shitpalalta Sheyardu, Kach Yitpalel V'Yachulay, please help. Amalav Kach Bekudlani, Shein Mepalim Al Rova Tova, I'm sorry, Abba Kabbalah, you can't ask to stop something that's innately good. How about you have an idea? Avili par hoda'a. Bring me a par that I should be able to bring as a carbon shlamim, as a teda. Avili par hoda'a. So they brought it. So when he was doing smicha, he said like this. Amcha Yisrael shatzeta v'mitzrayim. Very, very delicate people. Einan yecholim la'amod lo b'rov tova v'lo b'rov puranut. They can't take too much good. They can't take too much bad. Ka'asta lehem. Einan yecholim la'amod. You were angry. They're all going to die. Ishpat aleim tova. Einan yecholim la'amod. You try being nice to them. It's never good. So, yira tzomu fanecha shivzuku kishamim. V'erevach be'olam. So, I hope that be able to find some kind of common ground with them. Miyad nashva haruach v'nitpazu ha'avim v'zarcha ha'chama. And so, immediately came the winds, blew away the clouds, the sun shined in, v'yatzua ha'am la'sadeh, everybody went, and even though maybe the grain hadn't had time to grow yet in 1 hour, but avilam k'meimu pitriot, they went out, they brought in mushrooms and truffles, and they were happy because it was clear that the rain indeed was livracha.
The source of his name is
basically a bad part. Yeah, of course. This is a lot to do. Enough for a couple of shiur. Yeah, okay, well, maybe I'll be Marami some of it as we go through that. Shalach lo Shimon ben Shetach. Shimon ben Shetach heard about this and said, man, yomalichoni ata gozvani alecha nidui. Let's say, ilu shanim kishnei Elio, maftechot kishamim biyadar shel Elio. What would have been if somebody else was carrying on the other side of the earth, on the other direction? You know, people do this to God all the time. One guy says it should be like this, the other guy says like this, and we have two of you guys swearing that they're not going to move until God does what he wants. And what's God supposed to do? So now what would happen? So Lo Nimtza, wouldn't that have created a tremendous Chil Hashem? Shem Shammai Mitchalel El Yadcha. I mean, one of you would have to go down the tubes. So what would happen then? Okay, I mean, so Lamaisa, I think this is not the way to carry it. I have a Maaseh. Look, I mean, I'm, it's out of my league, yeah, that's for sure. Look, I mean, you could just keep acting up like a spoiled child, and he keeps doing what you want. Like a kid. I mean, a guest is sitting there watching a spoiled child as it is. He said, that is going crazy. The father does. Abba, holicheni l'rachteni b'chamin. Dad, I want to go to the jacuzzi. Fine. Shatfani b'tzonein. Pour some cold water over me. Fine. Tein le'agozim. Le'agozim's not enough. Then it's shkedim. Then it's a farsakim. Then it's rimonim. Then it's tein lo. Every time he has some new drisha. That's what you like over here. First, the hot water's not good. Then it needs the cold water. Now you need the dessert. Now it's the story time. But he keeps giving in to you. V'yolecha katuv omer yismach avicha v'imecha v'tagel yoladetecha. Tonu rabbonu marshachu b'nei nishkat ha'gazit v'choni ha'magel. That's what Shimon ben Shetach sent. The members of the Sanhedrin, what did they send? They sent in the posik v'tigzar omer v'yokom lach v'alderachecha nagaor. You say what it is, the gezeira is, and that's the way God makes it work out. So v'tigzar omer atagazartem elam Lamata. You make the gzera here on earth, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekayim ma'amarcha milamala, and God does what you ask from above. V'adrachecha nagaor, Dor Shaya fell. There used to be now a dark generation, and they were all going to die in starvation. But now, nagaor, from your path, he'arta b'tfilatcha. Through your tefila, you lit up the world. And furthermore, they sent him, ki hishpilu v'atomer gava. They were down in the dumps. So Dor Shaya Shafel, your tefillah lifted them up. A door bent over in its sin. Furthermore, Yemalet, these are three psukim in Eo, each posik, Berchonia Ma'agel. Yemalet Inaki, Vinimlat Kivorkapecha. And what's the Inaki? Dor Shaloyanaki. A generation that was not clean enough to deserve the Geshamim, you saved them through your tefillah. The birur of your Ma'aseh Yadayim saved your generation. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Koyamav Shel Oto Tzadik, all of his life, was driven crazy by one pasuk that he simply could not understand. Hayam Itzterop Mikrosen. Shira Ma'alot B'Shuv Hashem Et Shivat Zion Ayinu Kechomim. What is that supposed to mean, Ayinu Kechomim? It's referring to the people in Bavel. They're coming back to Eretz Yisrael. It's 70 years later. It's an improper metaphor. People don't sleep for 70 years. I mean, you're saying Ayinu Kechomim, what's it? They're dreaming. Mi'ika, the Naim, Shivim, Shim, Bechama. But it's such a thing as a 70-year dream that we can really properly refer to it as Ayinu Kechomim. So Yom Echad, Abiyazo Biurcha, one day he's walking along, and Chazil Ugavad Avinotach Harubi. He sees a man planting a carob tree. Or Malay Hayat Kamashnin. How long does it take for that sapling to mature? It takes 70 years till it bears fruit. What? You're investing in something 70 years in it? You really think you're going to live 70 years to see the fruit? So he said, what do I need to live to see the fruit? When I was born, I noticed there were carob trees around there. Somebody took care of those carob trees for me. I assume that it wasn't only one generation that decided care about them. The same way that those who came before me planted trees and I mended from those trees, I will plant for the future. So meanwhile, Chonia Ma'agel sits down to have a sandwich in Yativ Kakarich Rifta. Atalei Shinata, as often happens after you eat a sandwich, you get a little drowsy. This was a real Richie sleep, huh? And Nimi falls asleep in a Hadulei Mishunita, and around him grows a sharp rock. He's surrounded by rocks. It looks like nothing's there. And Ichsi Mi'enai becomes hidden from anybody that he came out looking for. Nobody could find him. V'nim Shivim Shnim. And he slept for 70 years. So Kikam, when he wakes up, Chazya Lahuga, but Avichai Malakit Benel wakes up. I can't believe it. The guy's sitting there taking off carrots from the tree that he just planted. What? You're the guy who planted the tree. I just talked to you. Amalei, the guy looks at him like crazy. Barbara, I'm his grandson. Look just like him. Amalei, so Choni understood. Oh my gosh, Shmamina Naim Shimim Shnin. Boy, even Rich never did that. I must have slept for 70 years. So Chazal Lechamrei. He sees that the chamor that he had left tied up, and then it was there with him, basically in this hyperspace area. So Rashi says it was pregnant with a male, so then it was able to keep reproducing. By the time he woke up 70 years later, this vast, thousands of chamorim all over the place. So he goes home, rings the doorbell. So he says to them, any children of Choni Amagel living here, Mikayim? Omarlei, there's no children. They all died years ago. But the Barbara Ita, some of his grandchildren are alive. So he says, well, I'm home. Ana Choni Amagel. Ha, ha, ha. Lo imnu, because they didn't believe him. So Azal Beis Hamedrash, so he goes to Beis Hamedrash. Wants to see what's doing. This is new chedushim nowadays. Shamil Rabbanan the Gamers, he hears the Rabbanan saying something amazing going on today. Nehirin Shematatin, things are so clear today, the way they used to be when Choni Amagel was around. People say that the Avayayla Lebe Midrasha, when he would walk into the Beit HaMidrash, Kol Kushit Avayla Rabbanan HaMepharikla, anything that you would ask, hey, he would answer. Huh? He hears that, so he waves, hey, boys, I'm back. Ananiu. Right. Loim knew, they refused to believe him. Loave liikrik, and boy, didn't treat him the way he deserved. Cholash daite, and so he started feeling sick. Boy, rachame umi. So he asked God for rachamim, and he died. Omar Rava, hainu damar inchi, and that's the popular saying, that o chavruta o mitut, the person needs to have a society. It's society or death. Friends or death. Tony Amagel had a fine life in front of him, but he couldn't take it. Fantastic. Yeah, but I mean, the real meaning of the story is fabulous. He's complaining about the metaphor. The metaphor is you can't, that it's completely unfair to take a generation of people who lived in Bava, everything that they did, basically was built upon. They came back there to Israel, rebuilt the Beit HaMikdash. You call them a phase. They're a dream. That's disgusting. I mean, a dream. You don't take a human life and make it a dream. To hear what happens, Choni Amagel is propelled into the future to see his own life as a dream. His real life is gone. People remember more about the days of Choni Amagel than they remember, than they care about Choni Amagel. Choni Amagel doesn't count. Choni Amagel's children are in here. Choni Amagel's Kedushim are in here. But the memories of Choni Amagel have been implanted in the world, whether it's in terms of trees that now exist, Amorim that exist, great-grandchildren that exist, the Chidushim that are the sons and grandchildren of the Chidushim. And those are more important than Choni Amagel's. What he thought was reality was actually a dream. But the dream ended up being more real than the particulars of Choni Amagel's life. The metaphor is a beautiful metaphor, what it was showing. He basically outlived his life by a few generations, just to see the perspective of what it would be like. There's a beautiful mimer of Rebbe Shmulevitz who asks, I mean, what kind of situation is this? You want to show people that you're Choni Amagel? Tell them something. They've got all these questions. It's the years of Choni Amagel. You don't believe me? Go ahead. Ask me all your questions, right? So those fantastic answers. He didn't have anything to say to them. You can't speak to somebody 70 years in the future. Well, what the heck are you talking about? They're completely different planets. There's nothing to talk about. As far as they are, that's exactly the way it is. There's no way to communicate with someone who's 70 years in the future. Nothing that you could say that has anything to do with the way they're thinking. You can't really get into their mindset, and they had no idea he wasn't going to accept it. So it means that the mutations and the evolution of the ideas that he had put in was far more powerful and meaningful than the things he had himself to say. It was amazing things. The ultimate dream. Doesn't matter. Yeah, that's around. That's a minor issue. That's a science issue. Speaking of Choni Amagel's grandchildren, Abba Hilkia was the name of a grandchild of Choni Amagel. By the way, he's buried right next to Choni Amagel near Chatzor. And when there was a problem with a drought, they would send some messengers to him to tell him, we need help. He would be misfollowed, and it would rain. So Zimna Chaditzich Amal Amitra. One time there was a problem. A drought, Shadar Rabbanu Zigdar Rabbanu Lagabe. So they sent from the Bezdin Achavrusa to go over to him and to ask him, Boy Rachmi, and they say, Mitra, you should please be misfollowed. Okay, Ozel Abedi Balashkachu, they come to his house. He's not at home. Ozel Bedavra, so they go outdoors into the field. They find that he is hoeing out in the field. Yovelei Shalmas, Hesei Shalma, Leichem. He doesn't show them any response. He mumbles, away from Shalom. He doesn't turn to them, doesn't greet them, doesn't turn aside. So Bepanya, that evening, Gaviman Kitzive, he's collecting firewood, bringing it home. So Dara Tzive Umara Bachat Katva, he puts his hoe, together with the firewood, the kindling, on one shoulder. The Galima Bachat Katva, and he puts his own shirt on the other shoulder. In other words, he doesn't wear the shirt on the shoulder that he's carrying on. Kula Yurchalos, and he doesn't wear shoes all the way home. Except Kimoto Lamaya, the most mad thing. He comes to water, there he puts on his shoes and walks through the water with the shoe. The guy's out of it. Kimoto Lamaya, he comes to thorns that he's got to pass through. So then, instead of protecting himself with his pants, so Dalila Lamana, he picks up his pants so that he should get scratched with the Hizmi Vehigi. Kimoto Lamata, when he comes into Tam Nafka, the Vitu Laape, his wife comes out to greet him, and she's dressed to kill. Kimoto Lavete, comes to his house. Allah Devita Bereisha, his wife goes in first. Vada Aliyu, then he walks in. Vada Ayla Rabbana, then he lets in the Rabbana. Sits down, Yati Vakarik. Rifte sits down, puts out the bread. Veloama Laula Rabbana Tukarok. He doesn't ask the Rabbana to join him in the Suvada. Let's stand there while he eats. Polag Rifte Liyanuke. And now he breaks bread for his children. To the Kashisha, to the older child, he gives. Chode gives one piece. And the Zutra, to the little one, he gives two pieces. Everything that he's doing is backwards. Meanwhile, he whispers to his wife, Yadana the Rabbanan Ati Bishul Mitran. I know that the Rabbanan are here in order to ask us who we should daven God. You know what? Nasikli, why don't we just go upstairs to the roof before they ask? So the boy Rachme, and let's be misfal there on the roof. Evshitam Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu, maybe before they even ask, Kadosh Baruch Hu will be Maratzah to send rain. Vayayte Mitra, Volonach Zitivutam Anapshin. In that way, it'll start raining before they ask, and we don't have to take credit for anything. So they go upstairs, Sakra Leikra, Kam Iu B'chada Zavita V'Iu B'chada Zavita. And so one stands on one side of the roof, one stands on the other side of the roof. Meanwhile, of course, the rabbis have snuck up to see what's going on. And the rain clouds start gathering on his wife's side, not on his side. Okay, he comes back down. Kinachis, Omalo, he comes back down, pretends he just went out to the bathroom or something. So, gentlemen, so am I out to Rabbanan? What brings you our way? So they tell him, Shadri the Rabbanan, Lagadi the Mar, we've been sent as representatives to ask you, sir, let me boy around me. I mean, we need help, we need rain. Omar Lahuzer is, it's pouring outside, thank God. You don't need a shmo like me. Kodesh Baruch already took care of you. Omru Leis, they said to him, let's cut through to the reality. Yadana the Mitra Makvas Marla, you think we don't know what's going on? We know that it's come because of you. But look, we've come all this way. Could you please explain to us why you're not out of your mind? Leimalon Marani Milta, the Tmialon. Could you please explain some of the weird things that just went on? My time again, Abinu Lamar Shalmalaz, but Lamar Abi. We said Shalmalachim to you, and you mumble Shalmalachim, you don't turn around, don't greet us. What was that all about? Amalahus, here you are, my look, I'm being paid by the day. Abinu Loifa, I don't have a right to waste time turning around and discussing things with you. I mean, I'll mumble Alechem Shalmalachim, it doesn't interfere with my work. I certainly can't turn my face to you and meanwhile stop hoeing for a second, and that's on somebody else is paying for my Shalom Aleichem. I can't do that. It's a good angle. Explain something else. My time in Doramar, Sive Achat Kapi Veglima Achat Kapi. I mean, I'd love to understand why you take off your shirt on the shoulder that you need your shirt. I'm right. It wasn't my shirt. I borrowed it. When I borrowed it to wear, and I did not borrow it to put things on it that are going to rub against it and stain it and tear it. I didn't tell the guy I'm going to be using it for that. My time This one is really crazy. You don't wear shoes. You come to the water when every normal person takes your shoes off, and you put your shoes on because playing that. It's very simple. I can see where I'm going. I don't need the shoes to wear out the shoes. I can't afford a pair of shoes. I see where I'm going. I don't step on anything dangerous. I'm going into the water. I don't see what I'm stepping on. That's all I need is step onto one of those Australian spiny fish, and it'll kill me. So I put on my shoes. And my time came out to Marley. He's maybe like the Lina Mai. He's wearing wine. When you come back to the corning places, that's where you pick up your pants. Amalu, wow. I'll tell you one thing. Zemalaruch, I got a system here. It's called skin, which has this built-in repair system. It's unbelievable. Every time it gets torn, it just fixes itself. But these ridiculous pants, they get torn, they never fix themselves. What do you think I'm going to use? The self-repairing system or this cheap thing? So I use the self-repairing system. It saves a lot of money. So Zemalaruch, Zemalaruch. Which one of you guys come from anyway? Don't tell me you wear a pant. My time, Makimata Marlamata Nafka Davita Damaki Makash. Why'd your wife come out dressed to kill?
That's because of Kaburi to yourself.
Why is it Kaburi? You're just walking.
No, he said Malaruka. He knows it's going to be healed, so he's the only one.
What can you do? Yeah. You have to walk. That's not going to cause any Kaburi. You're not allowed to walk in places.
Like well, he can prevent it.
I'm a Hui. It's paid good money to prevent it, but it's natural. So why is it that your wife came out dressed to kill? Oh, Malaru, she knows me. She doesn't want to look at anybody else. She comes out, she figures she better look good. My time, Aile Yibereshe, what Aile Marabata? Normally, I mean, the man goes in first. What are you, one of these modern guys? Ladies first. Why did she go in first? And then us. It's very simple. If I were going in first, you would have been left out there with my wife. Now, I don't trust you guys. Why was I going in?
Especially when she's looking so beautiful.
That's right. This is Bishop Deloba de Kitali. I don't know you guys. I mean, what do I know? If somebody shows up at my door, I'm going to leave my wife with them. And my time at Kikarach Marif to Lomalam, he took Roch. You didn't even invite us to sit down. What was that all? He says, we should have done a fish arif. I mean, it was very clear there wasn't enough food to go around. I would have invited you. You would have said, no, it's okay, we're fine. I mean, you're sorry. So what am I inviting you for? You should be Mazik Tevet for no reason. Because I know, and you know, that you're not going to be eating. I didn't do that kind of stuff. As I said, I mean, I'm Mazik for Rabbana Tevut Bechina. Rabbana going to be Mazik Tevet for me. For what? I have nothing to offer. And my time, Yavi Mali Yanuka Keshisha, why'd you give your older child one piece and to your younger child, you give two?
two pieces.
It's very simple.
I call the pay. I have to be Krishna.
The older one's already out of school. If he's hungry, he'll get something to eat. Somebody will take care of him. The other one is sitting in cheder. What's he going to have to eat all day? Don't give him enough. You want to make him eat? Umay time according to Shalukya, anani ma'atzavita, that became to the vita demar. No, none of the day. Why is it that the clouds appear at first on the side of your wife before any clouds appear on your side? He said, that's a generic kind of issue. Because it's mishum to eat the shikha bebeita. Look, a woman basically is found at home. So if an oni knocks on the door, what does she do? She doesn't give cash. She gives food. She gives food. The oni has hana right away. So if she's misfollowed, the mina k'neged mina, she gets answered right away. Somebody comes to me, what happened? I give them money. So hana yabizuzi, put on the car on the altar. By the time the guy translates that money into kind of personal pleasure, a lot of steps. Same thing over here. I ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for rain. A lot of steps. And the rain has to go through a committee, make a decision, so on. That's already not the same thing.
Yes, so tell us, we have by Yitzchak.
Or there may be another reason I've been thinking about. Other reason might be is when they had those no good wild teenagers in our neighborhood. I used to daven they should all drop dead. And she used to daven they should all do tshuva and ended up doing tshuva. So that would be another reason. So Hana bring unit that because we would Hana boy Rachman Ali Muto. We boy Rachman Al Hadr but the Yufta. They are Hadr and they ended up doing tshuva.
Similar
with the prophets
too.
He was about to say it, but I that's the story with Bruyah Rebbe Meir.
Yeah.
Now, Chonon HaNerba was another Barbarte de Konyamag, another grandson, and this was from his daughter. And same thing with him. He marched to Chama Lamitra and Shadr Rabban Yenuk de Virav de Gabe. What they used to do with him is that when they needed rain, so they would send kids from the Vader to his house, and they would start pulling on his clothes. And they would say, Abba, Abba, Avon Mitra, we need water. He would say that Kadosh Baruch Hu, Bona Shalom. I say b'shvileiru she'in makirin bin Abba d'yod mitra d'Abba d'lo yod mitra. They don't know the difference between Abba. They think an Abba gives them everything. They call me Abba. I'm the one they look up to. They don't know the difference between an Abba that has fair to give rain and an Abba doesn't have fair to give rain. I torture the people. But I don't want to give them rain. My korele chonan ha-nechba. Why was he called ha-nechba? One who comes to me, hide himself. Mipnei sha'ayam machbi atzma. Some have the gears of machbi atzma of the Beit HaKis. Rashi didn't, although he recognized that some have the gears of the Beit HaKis. So if it means Beit HaKis means was extremely tzanuah in the Beit HaKis. Issues that we had in Murmachas. Others say Machbiatzmo, he didn't want people to know that it was in his schulis, it was rain, and so he's very, very careful not to be Mafarsim. He has any chaos in his own. Omar Leir is regular of Safi, you know, listen to these stories. Take a look at these strong people in Eretz Yisrael, and the Hasidim in Bavo, and the Takifei, the ones who are like people you're scared of. They're not the nice guys. These are the strong men. And there's no comparison to the way that they act. I mean, here in Bavel, the Hasidim in Bavel, it's Ravuna, Rakista, Kiavimachir, Amal, and Mitra, they need rain. First of all, no one of them could take it on himself to bring rain. So they make a big assembly. Everything over there is done with the radio, the TV, public relations. God only knows. So first of all, it's all publicity. The whole world lives off the media over there. So Rav Huna, Rav Chista, they need rain. So they say, Nechayev HaDodi, let's bring everybody together. Mini Boy Rachme, Efshir Maratzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Yaitei Mitra. I mean, they already said it all. So now if it's going to rain, everybody's going to go pounding his chest. I brought the rain, not to mention that in order to do it, look how many people you need. The key for Dara and Yisrael, one of the most powerful people in Yisrael, like Rabbi Yonah. Rabbi Yonah was Rabbi Mani's father. If they needed rain, what did he do? Did he start calling all the rabbis in town? He went into his house, and he said to them, you know what, I think I'm going to go out to the shuk and buy some grain. You have a sack that I could use as a basket? They give him a sack. Yes, I got a dollar, I'll buy something. I'm going to bring it. Isn't much available. He would go out, look around, make sure nobody's looking. Those are Koi Beducha Amika. He'd find a deep valley. And then he would find a place where nobody could see him. Mechasi Besake would take the ostensible basket that he had asked for, and he would use it to cover himself as under the sackcloth. Goy Rachmi would be Mispala Vasimitra. It would start raining, so he would run home.
Kiaviyatalabetes, he would come home and they would say, did you bring anything back from market? Aiti Marigura. So he said, no, the funny thing happened. On my way, it started raining. So I figured, oh, Viatamitra, Ashtarava Kalma. I figured if it's raining, so the prices are going to fall. Why should I buy now? You got to be crazy. I'll wait till the market fills up. I'll buy next week. So that's the way they took care of rain. No publicity, no prizes, no thumping on
not
the chest.
Like, not like today when if you want rain, you go and wash your car.
You know, that's true. We have much better ways. The Sioux. Somebody must have been reporting it. The Sioux, Rabbi Mani, Ray, Rabbi Komitsare Le Devenasia. Myself, what the source of Rabbi Yoina was. After Rabbi Yoina died, so Rabbi Mani, you know, everybody took it out on poor Rabbi Mani. I mean, Rabbi Yoina was lucky if everybody was here to death of him. When he died, poor Rabbi Mani was left all birds and orphans. And Komitsare Le Devenasia, the Beit HaNasi, used to take it out on him. He didn't have any power. So he once went to Shatakakibadeh, he once went to his other grave. A Marlin, he says, Abba, Abba, ani mitzaru. Abba, these guys are making me trouble. The Yuma Karav Kachafehat. And one time, the people from the Beit HaNasi were driving by the Beit HaKvarot next to his father's kever. Inkut kara de susavutayu. And all of a sudden, the susim can't lift their feet. They're stuck. And they realized, uh-oh. Apparently, Rabbi Yonah is after us. So until they were makabel on themselves, they won't bother his son anymore. He can move. So they were makabel. The kabila like the look of a tzarelet. There was also another mason, Ramani. He used to learn a lot by Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elyashiv. So he told Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elyashiv, "Atir de bechamikam a tzarelet. I'm married into this rich family, and now they're bugging me because I'm the schlepper. You know, they call me the bench presser, and they're all the rich people." So Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elyashiv said, "You're kidding. Let them get poor." So they all go bankrupt. Yeah. Anyway, comes back a few months later. Amar kadocha kuli. Now they come to me for money. Amar says, "Oh, okay, Liyato, let them be rich." So Liyato, they got rich again. One day he said to Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elyashiv, "I got to tell you something. I can't take my wife. She is so ugly. I can't take it anymore. So lomi kava la yichi baby. I can't go on with it." Omar Lay, so Rabbi Yitzchak said, "What's her name?" "Her name's Chana." "Tityapich Chana. Chana should turn beautiful." Sure enough, Tityapich turns into this gorgeous beauty. So a few months later, he comes back. "I can't take my wife. She's so stuck up. She doesn't listen to me anymore. She thinks she's on top of the world." Turns into this young chick, and there I am, this old guy. "Can't take it. Coming out of her life." Omar Lay, so Rabbi Yitzchak says, "Oh, Yochi Tachzor Chana la Shachrurita. So let her turn back to being black and dark." "Because her Chana la Shachrurita." There she went, and I was happy. So then there were two Talmidim that used to learn by the Rabbi Ben Elyashiv. They figured, no, I mean, he's got everything. He pushes buttons, he gets whatever he wants. And they said, "Niboy Morachmi Alandanichim Tuba. We want to be big Chachom. Could you please be this doll for us? We should be big Chachom." Amarlo, he said, "You know, let me tell you. Dimi Aita Mishalachia. I used to be able to do stuff like that, but I can't do it anymore. Rashi doesn't say, 'Can't do it anymore' means my deal is not Mubella. But the Lashon Shilachia means I threw it away. Threw it away would have to mean I did something wrong. That the world was marking you. So others in the fire shalakia, I was makabel on myself not to utilize vila as a button pushing exercise. If people were looking at it, like, you know, it's nothing. You say something and you're matriarch, you need something, and he says, okay, do it. It should be beautiful, it should be ugly, it should be rich. Ah, not good anymore. That ties in very much with the Thonia Mahagel thing. I decided it's not the right way to do things. I can't do it anymore. תנו רבנו ונתתי בשמכם מיתם לא שחורה ולא צמאה ובינונית שכוזמן של גשמים מרובים מטשטשים את הארץ ואין המוציאה פירות דבר אחר ואיתן ולילי רביעיות ולילי שבתות וכן מציל ממי שמרבן שטח שירדו להם גשמים ולילי רביעיות ולילי שבתות עד שבעשו חיטים ככליות וסעורים כגרעיני זיתים ועדשים כדינרי זהב וצערו מהם דוגמה לדורות להודיע כמה החיט קוראים שנאמר again I don't know why nobody brings it, but this pasuk, as I pointed out, is the continuation of Shavuos of Chukot Shavuot Katzir Shmor Lanu. It's talking about over there the Geshem, the Yorel, Malkosh, Biito, which is exactly what the sugya is talking about. Then continues the pasuk, Avonotechem Yitu Eila, V'chatotechem Manuah Tov V'chem, V'chem Matzirim Emei Hurdash Hayasikim, V'vinyan Beit HaMikdash V'yorvim Kishamim B'layla. למוח רדוש והרוח, ונפזרו האבים, וזורחה החמה, ויצאו העם למלאכתם, וידעו שנת את שמיים בידיהם. מעשה ששוכו לפוני המעגל, תן רבונו במה אחת יצרו ועדר ולא ירדו גשמים, שוכו לפוני המעגל, התפלל וירדו גשמים, התפלל ולא ירדו גשמים. אגו גב יעמד בתוכה כדרך שעשה חבקוק הנביא, שנאמר, על בשפרתי עמד עבד יצבא ומצור, אמר לפניו ריבונו של עולם בניך שמו פניהם עליי, שאני כבן בית לפניך, נשבעני בשמך הקדוש שאני זז מכאן עד שתרחם על בניך, התחילו גשמים מנטפים, אמרו לו תלמידיו, רבי, רינוך ולא נמות, גדולים אנו שאין גשמים יורדים, אלא להתיר שבועתך, אמר לפניו, לא כך שאלתי, גשמי בורות, שכינו מערות, יורדו בזעף, עד שכל טיפה וטיפה, כמו לפי חבית, ושיערו חכמים, שאין טיפה פחותה מלוג, אמרו לו תלמידיו, רבי, רינוך ולא נמות, כמדומים אנו, שאין גשמים יורדים, אלא להבין העולם, אמר לפניו, לא כך שאלתי, אלא גשמי רצון, ברכה ונדבה, ירדו כתיקונן. עד שאול וכל העם לרבי בני גשמים. אמר לו, רבי, כשם התפללת שירדו, כך התפלל וירדו להם. אמר להם, כך מקובלני, אין מתפללים על רוב הטובה. אבא פיקין, הביאו לי פר הודעה. הביאו לי פר הודעה, שמחתי עד אבל, ואמר לפניו, ריבונו של עולם, עמך ישראל שרציתי במצרים, אינן יכולים, לא ברוב טובה ולא ברוב פורענות. כעסת עליהם, אינם יכולים למה. שפעת עליהם טובה, אינם יכולים למה. יועצו לפניך שיבזקו הגשמים, ויהיה רווח בעולם. מיד נשבה הרוח, והתפזו האבים, וזכה החמה, ויצאו עם לשדה, הביאו להם כמהין ופטריות. שלח לו שמעון בן שטח, ימלך, חוני אתה גוזמני, הולך הנידוי. שאילו שאין כשני אליהו, שמבטחות גשמים בידו של אליהו, לא נמצא שם שמיים מתחלל לידך. אבל מה יעשה לך, שאתה מתחתה לפני המקום, ועושה לך רצונך, כבן שמתחתה על אביו ועושה לו רצונו, אומר לו, אבא, הוא הכין על הרצי במרמי, אבא, שתבני בצוני, אבא, תן לי אגוזים, תן את שקדים, תן את הפרסקים, תן את רימונים, ונתן לו. ועליך הכתוב אומר, ישמח אביך ואמך ותוגל ילדתך. תנו רבונן, מה שוכרו בני לשקת הגזית וחוני המעגל? ותגזור אומר ויוקם לך, ועל דרכך נגע אור. ותגזור אומר, אתה גוזרת מלמטה, הקדוש ברוך הוא מקיים מלמעלה. על דרכך נגע אור, דור, שהיה אפל, הערת בתפילתך. כי ישפילו ואתום רגבי, דור שהיה שפל, הגבהתו בתפילתך. ושח עיניים יושיע, דור ששח באבנו, שעתה בתפילתך. ימלאתי נקי, דור שלא היה נקי מלטתו בתפילתך. ונמלט בבור כפיך, מלטתו במעשה ידיך הברורים. אומר רבי יוחנן, כל יום אפשרות הצדיק היה מצטער המקרא זה, שיר המעלות בשובה השם את שיבת ציון היינו כחומים, אומר מי היא כדניים שיבים שנים בחלמה, יום אחד אבי יוזבור, חכס ילו גבד, אבינת החברו, ואומר לי, היי עד כמה שני טוען, אומר לי, עד שיבים שנים, אומר לי, פשיטו לוחות החיית השיבים שנים, אומר לי, היי גבר, אמר בחברו והשכחתי, כי איך נשאת לי להבתי, שפינה מנברוי. יעתיק בקורב ריפתא, עד אלה שינת העניים, עד אלה משונית, איך זה נהן אבנים שימים שנים, כי כאן חזי הלו גבד, עד וכמלאקת מנהיו. אומר לי, וואה, עד אלה שאלתינו, אומר לי, מה בריאנה? אומר לי, שמה מדיני משיבים שנים? I learned like really didn't work. חזי לחמרי, תתיעד אלה רמקי רמקי. אז אלה ביתה, אומר לי, ברי דכוני המעקה, מקויים. אומר לי, לא, ברי לטה, בבר ברי אידה. אומר לי, אנה חוני המעקה. אז הוא בבית המדרש, אמין הרבון את הקאמרי, וואו, נראה שבייקטין, כי בשני חוני המעגל, ובחייה ויהיה לבית המדרש, כל כוש שתאחל לרבון את אבי מפרק לו, אמרו, אנה נהיו, לא אמנו, אבל לא אבדי להיקר כדי בבוא אלי, חול השדייתה בוי רק ואימית. הוא אמר, רוב העין אדם ראים שאוך עברותה או מיתותה. הבחיר כי הבר ברית החוני המעגל אבי, וכי מה צריך אמר למיתרה, ובשד הרבון את הרבה, בוי רק מבת המיתרה. זין נכון יצריך אמן למיטרה, שאתה רבונן זינגדו רבונן לגבי לבוי ורחמי, דני דמיטרה, עוזר לביתה ולא אשכחו, עוזר בדבר אשכחו דבר כרופיק בדבר. יוב לשלמה ולא אז ולא רחמי. בפנגה, כי במנק הציבי, דר הציבי אמור בחד כתפה, וגבים בחד כתפה, תקולו ורחל עושה עם הסני, כמעט אלו מה יעשה עם הסני? כמעט אלו יזמי והיגי, דלינו לממי. כמעט אלו מטה, נפק דבית אל האפה, כי מקשת, כמעט אל הביתי, אלא דבית ברשע, ועודר אייל איו, ועודר אייל רבונה. יעתי בקורך ריפטה, ולא אמר לו רבונה תוקרוכו. פולה גריפטה לינוקה, וקשיש אחורה וזו תתרי. אמר לו דבית, פס, ידענו רבונה משום מתרוקעת. נסק ליגרו, ואני בואי רק מי אפשר מרצי, כבר שבורך ויעתי מתרוק, ולא נעסק דבות אלו נפשי. Sako lo igra kan yu bchad zvita vi yu bchad i hi bchad zvita. Kodem shalo kanan mi yach zvita tu zvita. Ki na ki tomu nu by hot rabona. Omla shadu rabona gabe de mar de boy rach me amitra. Ah, ma de bar khabokem shlo itzik ken la bchukya. Omla cut it out. Ya vina de mitra mark was mar de ata. And lemon ma hani mili de tmiyala. My time again, you know, the Marshal, the Lazbel, and Marav. No, no, it's here, you know, I mean, Lloyd Fager, and my time, the door, Mark, Ziga, Chad, Kat, Glima, Chad, Kat, and the Tagli, Chu, Lai, Ta, Lachi, Shali, Lachi, Lo, Shali. And my time, the Kulor, the same Mar, Messani, the Kulor, the Mai, Sai, Messani. I'm not Kulor, the Kazina, but my local Kazina. And my time, the Kibot, the Mala, he's been big, the Lino, the Mani, the Zemale, Aruka, the Zenomale, Aruka. It's amazing how something totally mad turns around and makes the other people completely insane. I understand. Where else would you worship? Why else would you wear pants? You can't wear pants. You got them torn, man. My time up. Ki ota mar. Ki bota mar lamata napka devita mar ki mekashra. Manu ki deshalo teni nai bi shakher. My time up. Haile hibereish vada haile mar abatra vada haimina nanan. I was over the kituli. My time ki karak mar rifta lo amanan aitik rocha. So none of these rifta, I mean, allows it to be where I bought into the beginning. And my time, I have Marley and Luca Kishisha, Chod a rifta, but a zutra tray. I mean, I cried a bit, and I had to be like Vishta. My time, I cried him so like an anime, I have to be to the habit, I'm to be to the mark. Lana, not a day. Ah, that's Bishop Ita, Shripo Beta. You have a rifta, Lani, you make a hanayata, and I have in a zuza, you make a hanayata. Inami, Avi Anna Briune, Avish Vivuta, Anna Boy Rakhman de Limuto, V Boy Rakhman Adabat Yufta, and indeed Ahadu. Cholan Anekwa was barbarti the funny Amagal Hadi, and Gimacha Kamalamitra, Meshadra Boni Yuruk de Ravagabe, Venaka the Bishapula Galine, normally Abba Mitra, Manfair Kadosh before Ribon Shalom. I say Bishalelo Shema can in Ben Abata, Yod Mitra, Abba Loyod Mitra. A Mike Early Kanana Yuba, Bibnesha Yamak Biat Smog, and some say Bibeta Kise. Look at this stuff. Has he mad been keeping there in Israel? Look, I see it above. I see it above. It's like a lunar of Kista. So you can imagine how many mitra I'm a nekev ha-adodi, and he boy rachme, Ershin, Maratze, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Yait, the mitra, and the who are the keep there in Israel, like Rabbi Yonah, who the Romani kev, imagine how many mitra, how many ayala beite, and he omelo, how many go out, the Yaisa lighting of the Zuzi Yibura, kiaminothik, we've rach, אז זה בקוי בדוחתה מיקטה, תכתים עם העמקים קראתיך השם, בקוי בדוחתה צניר, בחסי בסקה או בוי רחמה, ויד המיטר, כי אביאת אל הבית אמר לי, הייתי מהריגורה, אמר לו, אה, מין אוהל ויד המיטר, השתה, רבה חלמה. ותו, רבי מוני ברי, אבא כמצערי לי, כדי נשיא, שתת חלקי ותי עבור, אמר לי, אבא, אנו מצערי לי, ויום אחד אבי כל חפי עתו, אם קודקר את הספותאי, ואתה קבל ללוי, זה לא כמצערי לי. To Rabbi Mani, Abishir Chamele Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Yashar. Omalei, Atir Levecha Mekomitzar Levei. Omalei, Yadu.